Pakistan, like many other Muslim countries, can often feel like a man's world, especially in the workforce. And in conservative cities like Karachi, it's culturally taboo for women to work. Slowly, though, that may be changing, as rising inflation is requiring families to have more than one income just to get by. But women have had to make a difficult decision, whether to take a job to help support their families, and even if doing so, that might actually break up their families. Joining us with that story is Adam Ellick. He's the video and print correspondent for our partner, The New York Times, whose article on this topic is in today's paper. Adam, good morning to you. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning.
Why are more Pakistani women actually going into service sector jobs?
Well, the trend is driven almost entirely by economic desperation. Inflation in Pakistan is a severe problem. It was about 2% only 7 years ago, and today it's nearly 13%. So one salary, and that's traditionally been the man's salary, no longer cuts it. And more women, therefore, are being driven into the workforce out of this type of desperation.
So it sounds like the economy has changed, but perhaps men in Pakistan aren't ready to accept that difference between economic necessity and cultural norms. On your website, there's some really interesting interviews with Rabia Sultana. She's one of the women you actually profiled in your article who took a job at McDonald's. Let's just have a listen to her about how she manages to navigate these issues.
My brothers don't trust me. They've sworn to our parents, if we see her in any street, any neighborhood, any bus or anywhere, then we'll break her legs.
So Adam, women are actually going out of their way to make money for their families but are being punished for it. How do they navigate that? How do they cope with that?
It's a very delicate balance between trying to help support their families and also not ruining their families. It's important to remember that some women have worked in the past in Pakistan, but they've done it in the traditional women-only setting, such as an underground stitching factory or a girls' school. These are environments where there are no men, and therefore male relatives see them as less threatening. They're also very low paid. So the service jobs where we're seeing more and more women enter, you can earn almost double working in a service job, and of course, you interact face-to-face with male customers, and you often have to wear a Western uniform. At McDonald's, for example, the woman Rabia, who you just heard from, is required to wear a short-sleeve uniform, which is a pretty far cry from the burqa that she wears on the bus every day. So going to navigate these issues, they're often hiding their uniforms from their brothers or their fathers. I met one woman named Saima who actually has lied to her family. They think she works at a women's only call center for a delivery service, and they don't know she's a waitress. And, of course, women like Rabia who are out in public with their families about what they're doing and where they're working pay a price. I mean, she's been slapped by her brother several times, and other women share stories from abuse to verbal abuse. And the irony, of course, behind all of this is that these women are actually handing over their salaries to their male relatives. It's not that they're pocketing it for their own luxury.
Adam, you spoke to the CEO of KFC Pakistan. His name is Rafiq Rangoonwala, and he talks about female employment. And this is what he told you.
It's the need. It's not just economic need, but need of the nation, need of the time, that women enter the workforce, work for the progress and the benefit of Pakistan. Otherwise, Pakistan will never progress. We will always remain a third world country because 15 to 20% of the people can't feed the rest of 80% of population. It cannot carry on like this.
Now, Pakistani companies, I'm going to think, that will already know what the risk is that they're putting women workers through. So is it just American companies that are beginning to hire women?
I think the international chains like McDonald's and KFC are leading the way. But the answer to your question is no. I mean, there's the largest supermarket chain in Pakistan is called Macro. They have their female workforce has quadrupled since 2006. And also, we visited dozens of clothing boutiques in the posh areas of Karachi. And you can see many young women working there. And these are unisex clothing boutiques, so both male and female customers frequent them.
What I found really startling about your article is that very simple customer service, just being polite, being friendly, can get the women into a lot of trouble. Here's Rafiq Ranguwala again, the chief executive officer of KFC Pakistan.
I said, why don't you smile? First, they were very reluctant to tell me. Then they politely told me, sir, if we smile, the male customers might think we are easy.
This is a big deal. The fact that the women are actually coming out of the home in the first place and then actually being friendly and polite might actually mean that they're going to be suffering from sexual harassment. Tell me more about that aspect of working, Adam.
Yeah, sexual harassment is the biggest problem socially that these women are facing when they enter the workforce. I mean, I think the reason this is the case is simply that you're talking about a society in which men and women who are not related rarely interact in public. Of course, there are layers of the elite society where men and women are always interacting, but we're talking about the lower and middle classes here. So, you know, if a customer comes into one of these stores, he doesn't have a lot of experience around women that aren't in his family. And something as simple as a smile, we interviewed one woman named Fauzia who she told us this story where a man loved her smile so much that he waited for her outside and tried to force her into his car. And she says that the men in her neighborhood and outside the KFC where she works both know her. All the men out there know her schedule more than she does.
Adam Ellick is the video and print correspondent for our partner, The New York Times. His article is in today's paper. The article is called what, Adam? What's the name of your article, Adam?
I think, I don't know the headline. I think women who work struggling to provide.
We'll check it out for you. Thank you very much, Adam Ellick, from our partner, The New York Times, talking about women working in the service industries in Pakistan and the hazards that they face. You are listening to The Takeaway. I'm Femi Okay, in for John and Celeste this morning.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing. Or
politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.